From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the next year and a half will be crucial for the U.S. military in Afghanistan and for national security. Admiral Mike Mullen told a Senate panel today recent gains by insurgents in Afghanistan must be reversed.
Right now, the Taliban believe they're winning. 18 months from now, if we've executed our strategy, we'll know they aren't, and they'll know that they can't.
The country's top uniformed officer said 4,500 additional U.S. troops have arrived in Afghanistan as part of the surge, and another 18,000 are due by late spring. Meanwhile, U.S. drones fired several missiles on al-Qaeda and Taliban targets in Pakistan near the Afghan border today. Officials say at least six militants were killed. Afghan President Hamid Karzai arrived today in Saudi Arabia, hoping the king and other officials will lend their power in the Arab world to his efforts to convince the Taliban to switch sides and join the government. Kelly McEvers reports from Riyadh.
Karzai is traveling with his new foreign minister and key Afghan religious leaders. He's scheduled to make a pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca, then meet Saudi King Abdullah. The Afghan government has announced plans to offer jobs and other incentives to Taliban militants willing to pursue their political goals peacefully. But Saudi officials have said they won't get involved in negotiations until the Taliban expels al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden from its protection. Saudi Arabia is one of the few countries that recognized the Taliban until the regime was ousted in 2001. Analysts here say Karzai hopes Saudi Arabia's prestige in the Muslim world and past relationships with Taliban leader Mullah Omar could be used as leverage with other Taliban commanders. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers in Riyadh.
An immigrant advocate group says the Obama administration isn't doing enough to ensure a full count in next month's census. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has the story.
The Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund points to a dozen major cities where it says outreach was bungled. The problems range from specialists who don't speak the same language as the communities they serve, to unresponsive staff, to bad translations. Some brochures in Vietnamese called the census a government investigation. Census officials have mounted a massive campaign to persuade immigrants to take part in the once-a-decade count, and they've repeatedly stressed the questionnaire is confidential. But Asian officials say they want more. They've asked the Attorney General to issue a legal ruling that the USA Patriot Act does not undermine this confidentiality. Census forms will be mailed out nationwide on March 15th. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 88 points. The NASDAQ is up 12. The S&P is up 10. This is NPR News. Congressman John Murtha is in intensive care at a Virginia hospital after suffering complications related to gallbladder surgery last week. The 77-year-old Pennsylvania Democrat heads the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee. Oscar nominations were announced this morning in Los Angeles. Not surprisingly, the technology-driven epic Avatar drew several nominations, but as NPR's Allison Bryce reports, it's not alone.
The Hurt Locker received 9 nominations, including Kathryn Bigelow for Best Director. She is the 4th woman to ever receive a Best Director nomination. In competition against Bigelow is Lee Daniels, the 2nd African-American to ever be nominated in that category. He directed Precious, about an abused teenage mother.
I live in Harlem. I like yellow. And I have problems at my other school. So I'll come here.
Something you do well?
Nothing.
Precious is also up for Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress, Best Film Editing, and Best Adapted Screenplay. Also notable, Meryl Streep received her 16th Oscar nomination for her role in Julie and Julia. Allison Bryce, NPR News.
Cadbury shareholders have approved Kraft Foods' offer to buy the British confectioner for more than $18 billion, creating the world's largest candy company. Toyota estimates its worldwide recall of more than 4 million vehicles because of sticky gas pedals will cost the company about $900 million. On top of that, the automaker says it's losing about $155 million a week in lost sales. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.